Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
And finally on the program tonight, markets and company news. I'm in conversation with Makwe Maselela from Makwe Fund Managers. Makwe, good evening to you and welcome. Let's start with the JSE. Sharply down today on my screen right now, about 1.73%. But bucking the trend there was Life Healthcare.
Yeah, and the JSE, compliments to you and to the listeners, is because this revival of inflation, one of the key risks facing equity markets, and we know that inflation data from the US and UK this week will likely test investors' mettle, and that's against the background of last Friday's robust jobs report and also uncertainty over Trump's policy and plans. And when we come to Life Healthcare, it's all because of the good news. The shareholders thereof will soon be smiling to the bank as the private healthcare provider is selling 100% of their interest in Life molecular imaging for almost $6.4 billion and a potential and out payment of a further $7.4 billion, and that will be linked to the milestone of further future sales when it comes to the products up until 2034. All in all, it can come to almost $13.87 billion. And that will be more than double its current market value of $23 billion.
Okay, Makwe, let's stay on the JSE. Earlier in the session, I saw Sasol shares up by almost 4%. This is a company that really has been on the back foot. Still in positive territory, up by 1.1%. Why is the market finding some favor there?
You know, late last week, we've seen that Sasol itself has been getting much attention after one of the big banks managed to upgrade it into a buy and also increasing their target price. But also remember that oil prices extended gains to a four-month high as wider U.S. sanctions are expected to affect Russian crude exports to top buyers, that is China and India. Remember, India is the third largest oil importer, while China is number one.
But this is still a company that's got lots of weeds to work through before it becomes more attractive and palatable to investors, surely.
Yes, and remember, it had a very serious fall, and I think markets participants are saying it cannot get worse than what it is. And also with the potential that the global economies will pick up, then that tells you that chemical prices as well, they tend to improve.
Makwe, let's look at the rand now. I've got it at 1916 against the US dollar, trading in quite a yo-yo range today, 1906 to 1923. Previous close, 1910, down by 0.32%. What's driving the current weakness?
It's mainly what is happening with the US dollar. The yields are rising today, taking the dollar with them as market participants are scaling back interest rate cuts expectations after that strong U.S. job numbers released on Friday, and also ahead of the inflation data, which its outlook has also been further dimmed by the outlook of the rising oil prices, as we know that rising oil prices are inflationary.
Makwe, I'm not sure if you're following this closely, but I also see that the ratings agency Moody's has placed the rating of Bidvest on review for a downgrade. It flagged the capacity of its suitor, the Nigerian lender Access Bank. Now, this was a sale that was garnering a lot of attention sort of middle, late last year. What's the situation? What are you hearing?
The very same issues, and the issue is very simple, that who used to be the previous owner of Bidvest Bank? It's Bidvest, which has got a very good credit rating. And then now, who's going to be the potential buyer? Access Bank, when you compare their credit rating versus that of Bidvest itself, you cannot even compare the two. So initially, Bidvest was gaining some of the better credit rating from the parent company. So now is the other way around now. Because as it stands now, it might look like the guys might be downgraded because Access Bank Holdings itself, their credit outlook or credit ranking is not that impressive.
And just a final one, I see today that the IDC is supporting efforts to save ArcelorMittal's long steel business. The Steel and Engineering Industries Federation also saying this is a complete disaster. It's talking about the multiplier effect up and down the value chain, suggesting that as many as 25,000 job losses could be on the cards.
Not a pretty picture. And remember, back home, we had one person working. Chances are you're responsible for other three or four people. But the guys have been in talks with the government for over a year. And the very same ITC, which happens to be a minor shareholder with just over 6% of ArcelorMittal SA, November 2023, they gave them another 1 billion rands. So they've been trying to do things, even though we've seen other reports blaming the ITC that by them supporting smaller mills that had a negative impact on the likes of ArcelorMittal, but at least they've been doing something even before and they're prepared to continue to do more to see whether can they save the situation.
Okay, Makwe Masalela, I'm going to leave it there from Makwe Fund Managers. Worth noting as well that ArcelorMittal, by the way, is saying it expects to report a bigger loss when it posts its next financial results. That'll be next month sometime. And it's calling for a 25% tariff on imports, saying that's the most appropriate measure to protect the embattled domestic industry. One wonders, of course, if that's maybe a little too late. Makwe, thank you very much indeed. We'll talk to you in the week.
Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.
And that's where we're going to leave Hot 1027 Business with MoneyWeb for this evening. Back tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Thank you for listening and stay invested.
Hot Business on Hot 1027 with MoneyWeb.